Fundraising efforts are underway to help give a Clare man back the quality of life that he was once used to. Eamon McCormack, originally from Shannon, but now living in Six Mile Bridge, was diagnosed with an essential tremor, a neurological movement disorder. He now requires deep brain simulation surgery. And Barbara McCormack is the organiser of the fundraiser to help Eamon, and she is on the line now. Barbara, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with us, Barbara. Can you tell us a bit about Eamon? I've mentioned where he's from, where he's living, but give us a sense of the man.
Yeah, absolutely. So Eamon is from Shannon, and he'd be fairly well known, I suppose, in the Shannon area, in that he's worked in Shannon all his life. We're not married yet. My own name is Barbara Callanan, but we got engaged there about a year ago, and he's been living in Six Mile Bridge for some time now. And I suppose 15 years ago, he started to develop a tremor in his right hand. And it is from there then that I suppose it got progressively worse and has brought us to where we are today.
And, you know, when that started happening and as it gets worse, I mean, you're obviously worried for somebody who's going through that. They're probably extremely worried themselves as to what's happening to them.
So, you know, what we noticed, first of all, was things like making a cup of tea, Alan, you know, that he found it difficult to carry the cup, right? So it's as simple as carrying the cup from the side counter over to the table. And then, you know, things like holding a knife and fork. And it got to the stage that it affected how he, just everyday tasks like, you know, shaving, writing, tying a button on his shirt, and it got to the stage that he couldn't hold a cup anymore, so we had to get one of the cups with the covers on it. So, you know, it really did affect his everyday life, and I suppose in the last 3 years, that's what we've really noticed. And we had been to many doctors. Like, there are about 20 different tremors that a person can get, but his one is called an essential tremor, and it's basically nerves firing in the back of the brain, and it affects movement, and there's no control over you know, when it's going to happen. So anytime that this nerve fires at the back of his brain, his hand will get a shake. And the problem is that it moved from his right hand to his left hand, and then it can go on to affect the head and the legs. And I suppose this is why for the last 3 years we've been going through this process, in the hope that we can stop it going from the head, you know, to the head and the legs, yeah.
And Barbara, how this essential tremor, how rare or common in terms of the types of tremors that people can be dealing with, it is an essential tremor, what Eamon is going through?
Yeah, it's quite rare in that there's absolutely no research done in the world into a medication for DBS surgery. So that's quite amazing. So it would be along the lines of Parkinson's in that, you know, the tremor will be in the hand. But like, there is absolutely no research done for a medication for this. So, you know, they will give you what's known as a beta blocker to try and relax the, we'll say, the firing of that nerve. And there are other assistive devices like a heavier knife and fork that a person can try and use. But the only, I suppose, solution is that the deep brain stimulation surgery is the only thing that we were left with no other avenue really but to explore that. Now there's quite a bit in that with Eamon's tremor, and there will be two incisions in the top of his head, and they will put through a wire, and that wire will go into the size of 2 grains of rice. So because it's in his right and his left hand now, there'll be 2 wires running down which will connect to a neurostimulator, and this is like the size of a sort of a heart pacemaker, the size of a stopwatch really, you know. And what will happen is, once that's in place and once that surgery is over and done with, he'll then go to the Mater Hospital and they will what's called tune it. So basically he should go from having a big tremor in both of his hands to them being steady. So it's a if it works, which hopefully it will, it'll be life-changing.
It sounds like very intricate surgery, Barbara, yes, but also very serious surgery.
Yes. Yeah, well, he's just, this morning, he's just after having what's called a 3T MRI. Now, we'd never heard of that before, but basically, it's double the size or double the, we'll say, the focus of a normal MRI because it is obviously the brain, you know. And, you know, when he has the surgery, you know, it may affect his speech for about a week. And, you know, they're going into the movement part, obviously. So what they're hoping to do is that they would sort of target the area that controls the movement and deliver mild electric impulses into that part of the brain, so it will block the abnormal nerve signals that cause the tremor. And then by once this neurostimulator is tuned, that will sort of take control of, and he'll have a little battery that he needs to bring around with him, you know, as well, just in case. And it's just little things like he won't be able to go through an X-ray machine at the airport because that will affect it. So we've learned an awful lot over the last number of weeks.
And how does Eamon feel about everything that he is going through? Is he trying to remain positive? But when you see, yeah, when you know, you see a debilitation in what you were once able to do, I can only imagine that can be quite depressing.
Well, I'll tell you, he's been really positive in that, you know, first of all, we feel hopefully it can't get worse. It can only get better. And the second thing is, you know, he actually said to me the other evening, he said, I can't imagine myself being able to make a cup of tea or being able to go into a shop during the summer and buy a 99 ice cream and know that my hand is steady enough that the ice cream won't fall, which is something that did happen to him a few years ago. You know, it's just the little things that, like, all I want him to be able to do is, you know, write, fill out a form, have a cup of tea, you know, the normal everyday things that we take for granted. And like, I really think that he's very positive on it. And all we can do is hope that it works. Yeah.
So this surgery, no doubt, aside from being quite intricate and serious, I'm sure there are significant costs associated with the medical aspect, as well as the fact that it would be taking place in London. There's travel and accommodation that comes into that as well, Barbara.
Absolutely. And I suppose that's what I was talking to a cousin of mine, and they were saying, look, we all want to try and help you. So, you know, we did set up a GoFundMe page, Alan, you know, to help with those costs. As you say, there is other medical costs. There was the flight, the accommodation. We do have to attend the matter in a few weeks' time, and that could take a few turns to go up and down, and obviously consultants and all of that. So there is a GoFundMe page that, you know, if anybody could donate whatever they can afford, and that would be really great.
So I presume people can just Google GoFundMe and Eamon's name, Eamon McCormack needs DBS surgery.
That's it. That's exactly it. So, you know, if you go into GoFundMe, you can do a search in there, Eamon McCormack DBS surgery, or even if you type it into Google, it'll give you the link. Yeah.
And do you have any idea of how much you will need for all of that? Is there a figure in mind you're trying to raise, or is it just a case of every little bit help will help?
Well, we did take out, you know, we had some money put aside, and it's going to cost roughly about 22,000. So we actually put it up for 12,000, Alan, and I think we're at around the 10 mark at the moment. So, you know, it would be great that if we could get to, we'll say, our goal of 12, that would be absolutely fantastic.
That must be, you know, of great heart to you, but also to Eamon, that figure, yeah, you know, it's close to being reached already, and shows, I suppose, that there's a lot of people out there who care about him.
Absolutely. Well, I can't thank my family, my extended family, both of our work colleagues, you know, the people of Shannon, Six Mile Bridge, Newmarket. They've all sort of come behind him, you know. And as I say, he's fairly well known in Shannon anyway. But, you know, any type of help, you know, every 10 euro makes such a huge difference. And like, we only put up the GoFundMe about 3 weeks ago. So to raise that amount of money is just superb. And we have Leah covering the doctor and the anaesthetist, and that's roughly about 74,000. So, you know, we have that covered. So I could have been trying to fundraise all of that, only that we had medical insurance. We were very lucky.
God, it just shows you the costs involved with something like this, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. So really, it would have been over 100,000, you know, only that we didn't, only that we did have medical insurance. So that was, you know, that was a God-saving grace, really, to be honest.
But look, then again, this DBS surgery is so vital and so needed in order to give Eamon some sort of quality of life. So, you know, money is an object, but money is no object when you're trying to help somebody in that situation.
Absolutely. And like, the thing about it is, it's only been done, DBS surgery is being done in Ireland, but it only started in 2021. So it's quite new. And also, we would have been waiting over 2 years to have it done here. So, like, the doctor that we, or the professor was, that we attended in the matter in Dublin, said he hadn't that long. It could have moved to his head. So basically, we were advised to go to London, because we only applied maybe 2-3 months ago at the very most, and we're here today and he's having the assessments done and the surgery is at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well, look, we wish yourself and Eamon well, and hopefully it all goes off well, and we see a transformation in his life, and hopefully people will continue to contribute, or in whatever way they can. Just if you want to, as Barbara mentions, a GoFundMe page called Eamon McCormick Needs DBS Surgery. If you just Google GoFundMe and even Eamon's name, Eamon McCormick, it will come up, or Barbara's name as well, Barbara Callanan, you will find it there. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you and Eamon the very, very best. And let us know how it all goes.